present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Dom Frollo and his brother Johann had plotted to kill Captain Phoebus de Chateaupeur. Dom Frollo sent Esmeralda on a false errand to convey a warning to Captain Phoebus. The girl left her room and hurriedly went to try and find the captain. As soon as she had left, Johann de Moulin entered the room and hid behind a curtain. Then Dom Frollo went to the palace, found Captain Phoebus de Chateaupeur, told him Esmeralda was dying, and sent him down to see her. Captain Phoebus hurried along to the tavern of the Coeur de Marac. In the meantime, Esmeralda became tired of waiting for Captain Phoebus. She returned to the tavern, and just as she reached the door, she met her husband, Pierre Greenois.
Why, Esmeralda, where have you been?
Oh, I had such a strange adventure, Pierre. Dom Frollo came to see me. First he threatened me, then he became quite friendly and sent me to warn Captain Phoebus of a plot against his life.
That is strange. From what I know of Dom Frollo, he is of a most vindictive and unforgiving nature.
I cannot help feeling that there is something amiss. I have a dread foreboding of some trouble that may come in the future.
Now you are talking like a witch. You pretend you can foresee the future. Oh, come, let us enter our room and let us forget the troubles of the world for a while.
All right. It is so hard to forget when one thinks that... Why, Pierre, look. On the floor.
The body of a man. It is Captain Phoebus de Chateaupeur.
Pierre, there is blood on him. And blood on the floor. What does it mean?
This is some devilish plot which has been hatched by Dom Frollo and his brother Johann.
Let me look on him.
He is dead. He has been stabbed 3 times.
Phoebus dead. Oh, I cannot believe it. Poor unhappy Phoebus. To think that he should have been killed for my sake. He must have come down here to help me. Pierre, what can we do?
You ask me what we can do? Have I not lived in fear of my life ever since I married you? And now you have brought me within the shadow of the gallows. Oh, there is no escape. This man's dead body lies on the floor. It is mute evidence against us. There is blood everywhere. Oh, I hate you, Esmeralda. You have done this, and you seek to place the blame on me. Why am I cursed that this evil should befall me?
Pierre, attempt to control yourself. This is no fault of mine. Try for once to be a man. You must aid me, and at the same time aid yourself.
Is there some way of covering up this crime? Do not approach me, wretched woman. You are a murderer.
I am no murderer. I know nothing about this.
How may we save ourselves?
We must try to think clearly.
Oh, yes. Yes, we must think. There must be some way out.
I might have known that Dom Frollo had evil in his heart.
Cease prating of Dom Frollo. What are we going to do with this body?
I know not what to do. I look to you for aid and advice.
Will you swear that you did not stab Captain Phoebus de Chateaupeur?
Oh, of course I did not stab him.
We must hide his body. Do you not realize what has happened? You will be accused of this murder.
I will be accused of the murder of Captain Phoebus?
Yes. Either you will be accused of it, or I will, if his body is found here in our room.
I see the plot now. Dom Frollo had a hand in this.
Oh, talking is of no use. We must get this body away and hide it. I do not want to die for a murder I did not commit.
But, Pierre, our duty is to go to the king's officers and tell them that this crime has been committed.
Are you mad? Do you think the king's officers would believe us? They would laugh, and we would immediately be arrested.
What can we do?
Oh, this is your fault. The whole thing is your fault. I wish I had never met you.
Whatever happens, I will see that you are not blamed for this.
Of course I will not be blamed for this. I did not do it. Are you sure that you did not stab Captain Phoebus?
Oh, how often must I tell you that I am not guilty of this crime?
You are guilty. I can read it in your eyes. You could not have Captain Phoebus for your husband, and you did not wish Fleur-de-Lis to have him, so you killed him.
Pierre.
I know the whole thing now, and all the time I have tried to love you. I thought that you were so sweet and good. You are a murderess. Why, you might have even killed me.
You fool! Did I not nurse you back to health and strength when you were stabbed? Did I not save your life?
Yes. Yes, you... You did save my life. But you have grown tired of me.
Twice I have saved your life. I married you so that the vagabonds would not hang you. And then when you were stabbed, I had you carried up here to my room. I nursed you. I never left your side. And yet you accuse me of trying to murder you.
Oh, I do not know what I am saying. I am almost out of my mind with fear and worry. Is it my fault that I am a coward?
Why do you not try to overcome your weakness?
Is this not enough to make anyone afraid? Here in a room with the murdered body of one of the king's officers, waiting at any moment to be arrested and charged with murder? Are you not afraid yourself?
Of course I am afraid. But I am a woman, and you are my husband. I need your protection. I need your help.
I can give you no help. I must seek some way of saving my own life. How can I be sure that you are no murderess?
I have made excuses for you, Pierre. I have tried to tell myself that there is a spark of manhood in your breast. But I can deceive myself no longer. You care nothing for me. Oh, it is all so...
Oh, Esmeralda, you are weeping. Oh, what can I say? Is it my fault that all this has happened?
No, it is not your fault, Pierre.
I am sorry. I did not mean what I said. Will you assure me again that you did not murder Phoebus de Chateaupierre?
Oh, I have been out, I tell you. I went to try and find him and warn him.
Did anybody see you go out?
Pierre, you must believe me. I did not do this thing. Dom Frollo knows that I went out.
Well, you can tell them that I did not do it. You know I had no hand in this crime.
Oh, I have promised you that you will not be blamed.
There is no need for either of us to be blamed, if only we can hide the body.
I did love Captain Phoebus, but I fought that love. He was not of my world. If he had married me, it would have ruined his life. And I think the Lady Fleur-de-Lis Gondelaurier loved him.
Oh, what does it matter? Who loved him now? He is only carrion.
You shall not talk like that. You know, sense of decency and honor.
You are wasting much time here in talk. What are we going to do with this body?
Do you know any place where we can hide it? Do you think we can escape the vigilance of the king's officers? It will be found out that Captain Phoebus is missing. He must have been seen coming down here.
I do not think I will stay here. I am not going to risk being executed for this crime.
There is no need for you to stay. Go, and let me fend for myself.
Open in the name of the king.
It is too late. They know about his death. They have come to take us.
Craven Kerr, keep quiet. I shall open the door.
We have information that Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre was coming down here and that an attempt was to be made on his life. Oh, I see. We are too late.
I can assure you, sir, we do not know how Captain Phoebus met his death. I came back here with my husband and we found the dead body in the room.
A likely tale. I suppose you killed him and robbed him.
That is not true. Who told you that Captain Phoebus might come down here and that his life was in danger?
My informant waits outside the door. Enter, Dom Frollo.
I am here.
Have you any information to lay against this woman?
Yes. She is suspected of being a witch. She has often been heard to threaten the life of Captain Phoebus. And I see she has carried out her threat.
It is all lies. Lies, I tell you. You cannot believe this man. I am innocent.
You know that I am innocent, Dom Frollo.
Wretched woman, confess your guilt.
Master officer, I am the victim of a foul plot. The very man who accuses me came here and bade me go and warn Captain Phoebus. There stands the murderer.
You accuse Dom Frollo, the Archdeacon of Notre Dame, of committing the murder?
I only know that I am innocent. I only know that Dom Frollo came here and lied to me.
Officer, would you bandy words with this gypsy woman? It is not your place to judge her.
Hear me, Master Officer. I should not be arrested. I swear that I am innocent.
There is the dead body of Phoebus de Chateaupierre. It lies here in your room. Is that not evidence against you? Who else had access to this room?
When I left this room, Dom Frollo was here. And when I returned, I found the body of Phoebus de Chateaupierre.
Did you come to this room, Dom Frollo?
I came to warn the woman that she was suspected of being a witch. I have been appointed to investigate her case. Surely you would not take her word against mine. I did not remain here after she had left.
You lie, Dom Frollo, and I throw the lie in your teeth.
Officer, it is your duty to arrest the woman.
Very well. Clara Esmeralda, in the name of the King of France, I arrest you for the murder of Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre. You will be tried on a charge of murder and witchcraft.
Good God, God is my judge. I swear I am innocent.
You will have a chance to declare your innocence before my Lord Cardinal.
Esmeralda was taken from her room in the Cour de Marac and placed in a cell in the Bastille. After she had been in the cell for some time, she received a visit from Dom Frollo.
Why have you come to see me, Dom Frollo?
I have been ordered to care for you while you are in prison. I have been appointed as your spiritual advisor.
I shall apply to my Lord Cardinal for another spiritual advisor. I do not want you near my cell.
You are to be tried tomorrow before the Cardinal. You will be charged with witchcraft and murder. If I choose to speak for you, it may be possible to save your life.
You have made me many promises, and you have made many threats, Dom Frollo. But I know that I am innocent, and my Lord Cardinal will not sentence me to be punished if I can convince him of my innocence.
There is blood upon your soul. It will be very hard to convince my Lord Cardinal.
I shall tell the Cardinal the truth. I shall tell him of the threat you made against me. I shall tell him the whole story. My name will be cleared, but you will be disgraced.
Dom Frollo sneered at the girl as she said these words. Then he quietly left the cell. Will Esmeralda be able to clear herself when her case is heard before the Cardinal? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.